Hello everyone! This is my first boo of the new year, 2015. And I hope every one of you had a good celebration and a good start into the new year. We were sleeping. This might sound strange, but I'm so happy when I have a proper day and night rhythm and a sleeping pattern that I really didn't want to risk it. And as I said, I'm not really a firework enthusiast, not at all. And so we thought, why not? And we went to bed as we usually do. And we woke up at 12 because of the fireworks and the dog. Taylor wasn't very scared, but he was a little confused. I'm sorry, I have to stop him. Taylor, he wants to go, wants to do things he isn't allowed to. He wanted to show us that something was different from other nights, and he always went into the hall and then came back, looked what we did, but when he realized that for us it didn't seem to be threatening, he lied down and fell asleep again. And we also did at 1 a.m. when the majority of the fireworks had stopped. On New Year's Day, on the morning of New Year's Day, it seemed to us as if we'd be the only people awake. The world was so silent. There was not a single car when we walked Taylor, and really, it was so silent. This was fascinating. We didn't regret it or anything. And when we saw all the posts about hungover people, I was quite happy that I was awake and feeling healthy and good. And then today, my friend Sötje and I finally managed to do a training session with Taylor in regards to not picking up things from the ground anymore. We put pieces of sausage on the ground, so outside, and Sötje observed him while I was walking by with him. And every time he was walking towards one sausage, she very strongly forbid this. And it really worked. I was scared that he is so greedy that all the words by the human beings just wouldn't matter, but this wasn't the case. So after the third time, we could walk by, and he wouldn't try to get to the sausage. It was indeed. Again, I was impressed by how fast he was understanding what we want from him. And so, of course, every time he had ignored the sausage, we praised him and were very happy. And then he was happy, of course. And then after a really short while, we could just walk all the way down past the sausages. And he really wouldn't try to get there in the slightest anymore. This was really great success. Of course, we will repeat these sessions, and we also were wondering if he would only behave that way when she is with us, because he obviously had noticed that I'm not alone with him, and that she was observing him. But I couldn't see another way. I just didn't know how to train this without a sighted person, or at least how to start training this, because I always notice too late when he is when he wants to take something. I think I can keep training now with him, now that he understood what we want from him. But I also think it was important to have sighted assistance with it. Yeah, and we are curious if he distinguishes that she is with us, and when I'm alone with him, he would still pick up things, but we have to see this. And anyway, I was amazed how, yeah, I really thought his instincts would be too strong, and all this training just would bring no success at all. So I'm happy with this. Yeah, and then I started a new book yesterday. It is by Anita Shreve, The Pilot's Wife. It is a novel about a woman, and her husband dies in a plane crash, and then the book is about how she copes with the situation and with her daughter, and yeah, just how she lives after this terrible thing. And I'm looking forward to it, because I know this author is often referred to when people talk about Jodi Picoult, who is really one of my favorite novelists. And I have found it hard to find authors that are like her, because I just don't like corny stories and cheesy crap and love stories that no one could believe. And yeah, so it's always very interesting for me to especially find female and American authors that are really good. And so I'm curious if this one will be one of those. Yeah, that's my update for the beginning of the year. And talk soon.